USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. A powerful storm that slammed Michigan and other states earlier this week forced parts of a key baby formula manufacturing plant in Michigan to halt production. This is FDA Commissioner Robert Califf.
This is an unfortunate setback and a reminder that natural weather events can cause unforeseen disruptions in supply chains.
The announcement from Abbott Laboratories came after the months-long closure of the same plant in Sturgis that prompted a severe shortage in formula products across the U.S. Mike Pence will not be testifying at Thursday's January 6th committee hearing, but he will be in the spotlight as the focus turns to former President Trump's attempts to persuade his vice president to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. According to Representative Liz Cheney, President Trump engaged in a relentless effort to pressure Pence, both in private and in public. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A local fisherman has confessed to killing a British journalist and an indigenous expert in Brazil's remote Amazon region and took police to a site where human remains were recovered. Authorities said Wednesday that they expected to make more arrests in the case of freelance reporter Dom Phillips and Bruno Pereira of Brazil, who disappeared June 5th. No additional arrests had been made as of Thursday morning, but police said searches for the boat the two had used were about to restart. Republican former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, Republican Nick Begich, and Independent Al Gross have advanced to the August special election for the state's only U.S. House seat. All three were among 48 candidates in last Saturday's special primary for the seat, which was left vacant following the death in March of Republican Representative Don Young, who had held the seat for 49 years. The top four vote-getters in the special primary advanced to a special election August 16th. This is USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
An initiative that would alter the way Seattle elects mayor, city attorneys, and city council members is headed toward the November ballot. Election authorities said Wednesday the Initiative 134 campaign, run by a group called Seattle Approves, has secured enough qualifying signatures. Under the proposal for approval voting, a voter would be able to select multiple candidates in each primary race rather than only one. The two candidates with the most votes in each nonpartisan race would still advance to the general election, where voters would still select only one candidate. A caucus supporting African Americans within the North Carolina Democrat Party announced on Wednesday it is boycotting statewide party events this weekend because it said party officials overlooked Juneteenth and Father's Day. The state party convention, as well as the state executive committee meeting and unity dinner, will be held Saturday, the day before both observances. In a release, the caucus said that the NCDP did not consider its magnitude of disregard for the holidays. The group statement said the concern surfaced after last weekend's monthly meeting of the caucus, which has up to 500 members. Since Father's Day is this Sunday, why not take your father on a dad-venture? A dad-venture involves spending time alone with your dad, going on adventures from picnics to mountain climbing, museums to truck pulls, and even bars. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.